I want to take you on a little journey. So if you'll close your eyes for just a half a minute, say, Father, give me ears to hear.
Father, give me ears to hear.
Eyes to see.
Eyes to see.
And a heart to perceive.
And a heart to perceive.
What your Holy Spirit,
is speaking to me.
Amen?
Amen.
We're going to go to 1 Peter. I'm sorry, 2 Peter. And we're going to chapter 1. Now, you may think that Darlene went a little bit overboard, but Darlene is carrying the light on her feet. And when I saw her feet on the pillow, because God allowed somebody to put a pillow under her feet, the Lord said to put those two little lamps there because He is the light that's rising over her feet so she can see where she's going. And in verse 19 it says, we have a prophetic word made firmer still. You will do well to pay close attention to it as to a lamp shining in a dismal place until the day breaks through the gloom and the morning star arises, or the morning star rises, comes into being in your heart. You know, the morning star is really Christ. He is the anointing that is inside of our hearts. And I believe this connection is similar to the prophetic word that came with the hand on the heart. And we try to control ourselves. We try to do it from a natural understanding rather than revelation. How many know that when you get revelation, it's coming out of the realm of the spirit, and you awaken to the truth, and you start looking at your circumstances and you say, oh my God, I've been pushing and shoving my heart, and I'm accomplishing what? Well, usually you get yourself in trouble. That's my usual. When I'm the one that's in the control room trying to push myself into whatever seems right at the time. It may seem right, but the end result usually brings some kind of death. But when I go by revelation and the Holy Spirit's got a hold of me, there is freedom in my heart. And the fruit brings light into other people. Yes or no? How many have tasted what I just said? See, Peter had his own agenda, and he was positive that he would never deny the Lord. But the man who wrote those words had to swallow his pride. And the Lord looked at him after he goofed three times, not once, three times. Amen? And in those three occasions, he was sure that he never had anything to do with this Galilean. That's like saying a man from New England telling a Texan, I do not have an accent. Y'all. You know, I can tell you, there was this gentleman that came into my life at one point. And I was in New York. And he said, you have a strange accent. I can't make you out. And I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't think of myself as having an accent. Do you think of yourself having an accent? Are you giving yourself away every time you open your mouth? So he says, where are you from?
I said, well, I think I'd rather keep that to myself for the moment. I don't understand your intrigue. He said, you are a mess. You don't sound normal from any point of view that I have. I said, well, thanks a lot.
He was right.
Yeah, I know he was right. But I didn't realize then that I have accents and that I speak from that accent, from where I was. So after several of his guesses, he guessed wrong. And he said, there's another little twist inside there that I can't figure out what it is. I said, that's my Canadian connection. Because my first language is not English. My first language is French. So, he started to giggle, but he says, you're not talking like a Frenchman either. I says, well, here's my problem. I was brought up in Vermont and ended up living in Massachusetts.
What me?
And then he says, well, now that's starting to make sense. When Peter opened his mouth, his Galilean accent gave him away. But his mouth advertised his arrogance and also the fear that he lived in. And our Savior knew about that weakness way before he chose Peter. Now, if you had been the Messiah, knowing that you are the one that's going to redeem the world, would you have put Peter on your team? A hard-headed, stubborn fisherman, totally focused on making a living. You would have never chosen that bird. You would have said he's not dependable. Well, I can say the same thing about me. Why did he choose me? I got a weird background. Why? Close your eyes. Say he chooses.
He chooses.
The very weird people.
The very weird people.
To baffle the wise.
To baffle the wise.
And that's why he chose me.
That's why he chose
me. He put the morning star.
He put the morning star.
And it's rising within me.
Rising
in my very heart.
In my very heart.
He squeezes my heart.
He squeezes my heart.
Back to health.
Back to health.
When I want to give up.
When I
want to
give up.
He allows my accent.
He allows my accent.
To let him know.
To let him know.
That I'm an earthly man.
Because
I function by emotions. Just like Peter. I don't want to be caught dead with this guy that's Messiah. Yes or no? That's what he was probably thinking. I mean, after all, he's gotten himself in trouble. He's supposed to get himself out of trouble and keep us out of trouble. And now he let chains put on his hands. He let himself be captured. Huh? How many of you have plans for your tomorrows? Come on, how many of you have plans for your tomorrows? Put your hand up. They could be all wrong. That's what I'm trying to make you see. See, the morning star is really Christ within us, rising us to where he wants us and where we have been planned to become. Oh, that did not go over too well. I could feel. How many felt something stirring inside when I said those words? He has a plan for you to become. And I'll let you fill in the blanks. And I guarantee you, if you fill in the blanks, you probably will be wrong. But if you let him fill in the blanks, you would have never chosen Peter to be one of the apostles. Yet, he had compassion for others that were younger than him. And even when he was ready for death, he was able to encourage the church. Why? Because there was a visit from the Lord by the lake where Jesus showed up and said, "Do you love me?" Peter was not offended the first time. He was, you know, pretty okay with it. The second time, I think Peter got a little more angry. And by the third time, he was then furious. "What do you mean?" How many of us do the same thing? See, the morning star is designed by God to give you a new look at you. And that's my prayer today, that you begin to see what God is putting up with rather than your neighbors. Your neighbors won't tell you the truth. Your loved ones might try to tell you the truth, but you're not going to accept it. Oh my God, I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
Amen? The ones that really love you will try gently to readjust you, but usually you might say, "Get a better idea." Why? Because I don't know anybody who likes to look at themselves.
And the Lord knew it. Let's go back a little bit. Verse 17. When he was invested with honor and glory from God, the Father, and a voice was borne to him by the splendid majestic glory in the bright cloud that overshadowed him, saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased and delight." We actually heard his voice born out of heaven, for we were together with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word made firmer still. Why were they depending on the prophetic word? Why is this church interested in hearing about the prophetic word?
Direction.
Direction from whom?
The Holy Spirit.
Direction from the within Spirit. That day star. That revelatory part of you and me that has been allowed to come to life will give us new insight that we've never seen before or never understood. These words were spoken for the new year, 5775. As you cross over from the world to my presence, you will be renewed in spirit and mind. As I carried the cross to fulfill my Father's will, I knew as I crossed over to be with him, the peace would come. As I rested in my Father's arms and he whispered in my ear of his love for me, I knew my commission would be the same to you. My peace, my love, my everything is yours as you cross over into my presence. How do we cross over? By choice. How do we hear from his plan? By the Holy Spirit. Several hours ago, I had three visions this morning. And I'm not going to go into details about the visions. And I knew God was trying to readjust my thinking about me, like he is with you today. Two weeks ago, on a Tuesday, gave you insight as to why you are different from each other. You all express a piece of God or a particle of God corporately that you could never taste if it wasn't for his Spirit within you.
Amen.
You are a unique part of the Father, visible to those around you as that living word came flesh and became flesh in you, he's doing it again. So you are a unique particle of God. And corporately, you become a beautiful gem unto him. These are the words that I heard. And I had a press to write. There is a place in God where I have hidden you. And you are mine alone. No other will I share with you. In other words, he doesn't want me to be sharing myself with any other demonic spirit. Trust. Trust me to reveal the purpose that I have. Each step you take will open up the secrets within that are like blossoms on a tree. And they'll break open to glorify me. My son, you are unique, and no other is like you. A precious gem, and I have polished you. Trust me in these days ahead. And you will learn as you disarm my spirit is at work. No one will stop my progress. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. His purpose for each unique individual is so much more than you could conceive or perceive within yourselves. That unique gem that you are has an ability to outshine every single dream that you've ever had. Did you notice it got quiet in here? How many found that there was a shift going out right now, that you could feel a shift going on? Put your hand up if you felt it. That shift is his spirit trying to get you to let go of your own heart and to let go of those dreams that are maybe out of your own understanding and your own comprehension. And that vision of the hand holding the heart, that's something we need to ask God to just give us the grace to let it go. So would you close your eyes right now? Lift up your right hand towards the Lord. Say, my Father,
I'm releasing my hand
to be fully open.
Letting go of my own heart.
To stop the progress
from the carnal nature
that is trying to control
my future
and the strategies that I've had.
Because
they, like Peter,
could be coming from a natural understanding
of what you prepared me to become.
A special gem.
Unique unto you.
And I will shine.
The morning star.
Right through my heart.
To the body of Christ.
That's waiting.
For me to intercede.
To pray into perfection.
Those that are struggled.
And those that are still hurting.
Rather than judging them.
I release them to you.
Along with my own heart.
Form me.
Fashion me.
Create in me.
A hunger to be more.
Like Jesus.
Than ever before.
He is the unique.
Pattern.
A perfect gem.
Unto my Father.
And I am.
A part of his body.
In the earth today.
To do a work.
That only God can do through me.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.